On behalf of the Fellowship at Martin Dock, I'd like to welcome you all here tonight. Thank you very much for coming, and I thank everybody in anticipation of what they might offer or do or perform or achieve tonight. Now, tonight it is our 199th chapel anniversary weekend, and that's number one. 200 years is next year, that's the big one. Number two, it's the induction of Alan. Now, we're very lucky, privileged and really blessed to have Alan as our minister. I won't go through his CV, but he's a good lad. And one thing that's very important, he's got youth on his side. Now, I've had a word with Alan, and with both of us now, they've been 50, 60 years in the business. We both have a mutual respect for sheep and for good shepherds. Now, to show that I was listening last Sunday at the service, Alan was on about asking rhetorical questions which maybe are just put in just to make the sermon or lecture flow rather dangerous if you're in front of a class of school children. Now, I was reminded after this about a preacher. He decided one Sunday he would have a visual, well, a more practical lesson. So he got four worms, and he placed one worm in a beaker of alcohol. He placed another worm in a gas cylinder of tobacco smoke. And the third worm he placed in some, a bit like sticky toffee pudding, really syrupy stuff. And the final one he placed in a tub of soil. Now, at the end of near the end of the service, we'll come back to this now. The first one in the alcohol was dead. The second one in the tobacco smoke, that was dead. The third one in the sticky toffee pudding, well, that had expired. Whereas the last one in the soil, oh, it was wriggling around really well. So, not mindful of Alan and Alan's experiences at school, he said, now, what conclusions can we draw from this? Well, there was a little pause, and then a small lady at the back, she said, well, if you drink and smoke and eat plenty of chocolate, you won't be bothered with worms. Now, I will hand over to Chris.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we start, another notice I've been asked to give out. There is a visitor's book, and the intention is to try and fill it before next year, to start the 200 years, to start a new book. So if you please kindly enough, sign it before you leave. And it's good also for Alan to reference it later on in life and look back in another 5 years, another 90 years time to see who attended this induction. So if you please endeavor to do that, we'll be very grateful. But before we start, we'd like to open these proceedings and bring it before the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we are glad and privilege to be in your house. Father, it is an honor to be called a child of God. We thank you tonight for our salvation. We're here because of what Jesus has done for us. And Lord, we thank you that for such a time as this, you're still raising young men.
Amen.
To stand for Jesus. For the days in which we live are evil indeed.
Yes.
And Father, we just say thank you. Your word says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Oh, Father, we want to experience the power and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. We want everything done, everything said would be befitting before you. That our worship will be like a sweet aroma to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and take over. Help us worship our Redeemer. We ask for a special anointing upon tonight, that we will be touched by the living God. That the word of God will become a reality. And we pray for Alan. And Lord, we ask that there will be a special anointing in this place. That he will take this church forward. That there will be no obstacle before him. That he'd be a mighty man of God in this
Amen.
Place. A force to be reckoned within you. Holy Spirit, take over this meeting now.
Amen.
And thank you for availing yourself to us. And thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to start with our first hymn, Jesus Shall Reign. Jesus Shall Reign. If you please stand.
Journey strong.
Margaret Kenyon forward.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special gathering of your people for the welcome of our new pastor, Alan Marsden, a blessing for 2015 onwards. We thank you for all the people gathered here, including our guest speaker, Dr. Alec Passmore, our presiding minister, Chris Otpotty, guest organist, Isaac Ashcroft, and all the team of workers who have prepared for this special occasion. We thank you for this beautiful August evening when we can gather in freedom to praise and worship your holy name in Salem Chapel. Salem meaning peace. This chapel in this beautiful Ribble Valley, remote though it be. We thank you for this foundation and its rich Christian heritage and witness over these 199 years. It began in 1816 at Martin Top Chapel Farm. And those forebears recognised the need for spiritual food and not just physical food. We ask that you will help us to be thankful and to be mindful of your command in Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 to 7. And it reads thus. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. We thank you for all the ministers and congregations over the years, and we pray your blessing on the ministry of Alan Marsden. We thank you for all those who have travelled both far and near to share in fellowship and in this new beginning. And as we sung the other night at Joyful Noise, thy hand has guided thy flock from age to age. The wondrous tale is written full clear on every page. Our fathers own their goodness, and we their deeds record, and both this bear witness, one church, one faith, one Lord. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we have been asked to pray for several, for Tom, for Jean, for Carol's aunt, for Eva, a dear grandmother, the Love family on holiday, Dave and Sue's family members and friends, the Goldens at a wedding today, and now we pause for anyone to offer their prayers, either silently or aloud. So we'll pause for a little while.
Especially for that family, she could face for. acknowledging you in this dying age.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you that this anniversary weekend will be a blessed time of fellowship. We ask for travelling mercies for those who've travelled near and far. And shall we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
We offer these prayers in and through the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much, Margaret. You're now going to carry for our second hymn. Oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. If you please stand.
Oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still he loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame. Cheer the mourner, still glory to his name. Yes. came to doubt, as Thomas, all your doubt will clear. He who led the Lord
disciple from his bosom rest.
Is he still with all the sinners?
Piano jump off the ground.
And he did. And this chorus was one of those things that immediately transports you back. And it's a wonderful chorus, is that one. Now, I was asked to either say a word about Congregationalism, or pray. Well, from your order of service, you'll know which one I picked. But in saying that, Congregational did come in through prayer, through people coming together and probably for the very first time being able to talk to God independently, like we can here. No one, no hierarchy was going to conduct the prayers. It was going to be done by ordinary people through the Holy Spirit. And this has gone on ever since within the congregational movement. That prayer is something that's very precious, and we're very privileged that we can come to God. I mean, you don't have to be eloquent in words to pray. Moses wasn't. And we can just come and talk to God. And that's what we're going to do right now. Let's just bow our heads for a time of prayer. We thank you, loving Heavenly Father, for this privilege which we've got of coming together to just worship and praise your name tonight. We thank you, Lord, that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And so, Lord, we just thank you and praise your name, that this night we can bring our prayers and our petitions before you. And as we think of this marvellous time of 199 years of witness from this church, we thank you, Lord, for the many, many souls that have found Jesus through your work here at Martintop. We thank you, Lord, that the work has continued unceasing over all this time. And we pray that the work will continue. We pray that you will bless this place in your service. We pray for Alan as he commits himself to be the pastor of this church, as he's been called by the congregation. And Lord, we just pray that you would fill him with your Holy Spirit, that he may work in this corner of your vineyard and minister to everyone that he has contact with. And so, Lord, we just commit this church to you now and Alan in your service, in Jesus' name, for his sake and for his glory. Amen.
Well, thank you, Graham. We're going to sing our next hymn, I Heard an Old, Old Story. The gospel is never old. It's alive. Every day is new. So it's not an old story. It's a new story every day. So let's give it some gusto. And let's worship our Redeemer in spirit and in truth. Will you please rise?
I heard an old, old story. Our Savior came from glory. Our days is life.
now going to invite Herbert forward.
Well, this time last year, our last minister and his wife had just returned from a 2 month sabbatical, and attendances here in the chapel were, shall we say, were perhaps beginning to sort of decline a little. This year we're celebrating our 199th anniversary, which has already been mentioned, and next year will be our 200th anniversary. You may notice up there it says 1817, but the point is, the church was formed in 1816 and the building erected 1817. 5 years ago today, on our 194th anniversary, Harold Hogarth was speaking at the evening service and felt the Lord gave him this word for us. The time is ripe for you as a congregation of my people, as you prepare for the future. For the next 6 years there will be a time of reaping, as you witness both through your word and your lives, I will pour out a blessing. You will see an increase in both in numbers and in the spiritual life of this church. Your light will shine brightly as things around you grow darker. You will have a sense of peace and security when others around you are feeling insecure and troubled. Many will flock to you and ask, where does your peace of mind come from? As you maintain your witness to my love through Jesus Christ, I will honour you and bless you and make you a blessing. In 6 years, that's next year, there will be a time of great rejoicing. It will indeed be a year of jubilee, when you will all say, how I have blessed you, my church. I call on you to be faithful, holy, and shine as lights in this world. Seek my will for your lives and for the life of this church. For I am setting before you an open door. Do not hesitate to go through the door, which I will open for you. Do not hold back, and do not be fearful. Also, be careful not to run ahead of me. What has happened in the past 12 months is beyond anything I could imagine. But we need to go back 10 years. In September 2005, Pastor Jeff Jones was our minister at that time, and he passed away in that September. As a church, we went ahead with our first Alpha course, starting in January 2006. We knew it was important to have the right leadership in place to run the course. I asked Reverend David Isaacs and Edith, who were close friends of Jeff Jones, if they could help us. They agreed to do so. The response to the course was amazing. With over 20 responses, we needed to run two groups. I then approached David and Susan Tattersall, whom I knew from a prayer group I attended in Chatburn. They also agreed to help. We began with two groups of 12, because I looked at the old attendances, of which about 75% did the full course. The course bonded the leaders together, as well as bringing a number to know the Lord. During the course, Reverend David Isaacs accepted a call to minister to us at Martin Top. Later, David and Susan Tattersall decided to make Martin Top their home church. During his time with us, Reverend Isaacs has encouraged us to be a Bible-believing church, keeping faithful to God's word. Now back to last year. At a chapel meeting held on the 13th of August, Reverend Isaacs announced that he was considering stepping down. Alan had helped us during the sabbatical, and the church became aware of Alan's gifts of preaching the word. Alan had felt God calling him into church ministry along with his teaching work. In fact, other churches were also extending calls for Alan to minister to them. Because of the location of Martin Top being close to Alan's home in Barnoswick, and Alan has worked alongside David and Susan Tattersall in the past when they were members of Ealing Pentecostal Church at Blackburn, I believe are all factors in Alan accepting the call to Martin Top. From Martin Top's point of view, Alan was in the right place at the right time and also known to some of us. Only the Lord can do these things. And because Alan is already known by others, we are seeing an increase in our congregation. How blessed we are to have a young man in the prime of his life, along with others who have come with him, bringing their various gifts to bring the church here at Martin Top into today's technological age. We welcome you, Alan, to be our steward. We were discussing this the other night in the Bible study, and we felt that steward is a good expression of having responsibility, and it's a steward in the Lord's work here.
Right. I must say, my pulpit steps look far more comfortable than your pews. I think I got the best deal. I've asked just a handful of people to come out and perhaps pray, and then we'll move on. If they're willing to do it, if they could come out now. I'm wondering perhaps we should do it up here. Let's pray together.
Father, we thank you that you've brought Alan into our midst. We know we are very blessed indeed to have Alan leading us here at Martin Top. And Father, we pray that you will bless his ministry here, and Father, that the church will encourage him and support him, and Father, that we may be faithful to your word and proclaim your message clearly in the coming days. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we want to bless you tonight most of all because we have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, we do thank you for this great opportunity tonight to commit Alan into this work. Lord, we do thank you for him. We thank you for the call upon his life. Lord, I thank you that having seen him grow up from a little lad through his teenage years and into an adulthood, we thank you for the way that you've led him and the way that you've blessed him. Lord, we thank you tonight for your call upon his life into this ministry. And Lord, we pray tonight that you would anoint him in your power.
Yes,
Lord, that you would use him mightily in this area. Lord, we thank you for those that you call, you equip.
Yes.
And Lord, that tonight Alan would really know the assurance of that equipping as he ministers for you in days to come. We thank you, Lord, that as you spoke to Joshua of old, you said, I'll never leave you. And we pray tonight that from this moment onwards, Alan would have a new sense of your presence.
Yes.
And Lord, that in a mighty way you would use him in this area of ministry to which you've called him. Lord, bless him in a special way, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of the cross. And we pray, Lord, that that cross would power would flow into Alan's life, that dying to self, Lord, he might be filled with all your fullness, and Lord, be able to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, obedient to your word and promptings, Lord, on fire for the gospel, full of compassion, Lord, for those who are your people and those who are not your people. Lord, that in his life and in his ministry and in this fellowship, the name of the Lord Jesus may be exalted.
Amen. Thank you, our Father, Lord, for the glorious gospel of our God and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for this call of salvation, that you called us out of darkness into marvelous light. Lord, we thank you tonight, Father, for our brother Alan, Lord, whom you have called to serve you, Lord, in this place. Father, we just pray that, Lord, your word says it's not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit, Father. And Father, we just therefore pray for Alan that he might know the fullness of your Spirit, Father, the anointing from on high, Father, that he may preach the gospel, Father, in its fullness, Father, and that, Father, the word of the God, Father, may go forth from this place, Lord, out into the neighbourhood, Father, out into the streets, out into the byways, Father, that, Father, that people will come, Father, to hear the word of God, and this chapel, Father, will be full to overflowing, Father, and that the word go forth, Father, to the glory of your name, by the extension of your kingdom. So, Father, we thank you for our brother Alan, Lord. We just pray your blessing upon him. May he know your nearness, your closeness, and the leading of your Spirit, Father. May he know, Father, by your goodness and grace, Father, your keeping power, Father, as he gives his life and service to you, Father, in the congregation of your people, Father. We just bless you and praise you, Father, your goodness and your faithfulness, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for Alan. We thank you for the gifts that you have given to him and the ministry you have given to him. And we thank you for this clear direction and your call on his own. We pray that you will bless Alan and you will bless the church together and that your name shall be glorified. We thank you for this new beginning at Martin Top. And Lord, we just praise your name. And we pray especially for Alan that you'll protect him from the fiery darts of the wicked one.
Yes.
That he may know the respect of the church, and that he may know the blessing of God that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, God our Father, we just thank you for Alan. We thank you for the way that you've led and guided him. We just say thank you that he's here, a new day, and we just pray for a real anointing on Alan. Lord, without your Spirit, our labours are all in vain. Thank you, Lord, that he leans on you and trusts in you. Lord, there are real anointing that the aroma of your Spirit will just flow through this area and through this building. And Lord, we just pray for a real blessing upon all of us. Thank you, Lord, for your Lord.
Amen. Amen. And the Lord will have me say to you, the church is going to go through a very difficult time. There's persecution ahead. The Lord is about to refine his church. The church, the bride is being prepared. And this is what the Lord would have me say to you, Alan. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win the favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Father, we thank you that you are raising a remnant in this land. People who will stand up for Jesus.
people who cry out to Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray and ask you strengthen him from within. Oh, Father, he will have the boldness to declare Jesus and will not bow before men. Will stand up for righteousness, justice, for your name's sake. And Lord, we pray that you will cover him, that you will protect him with your Holy Spirit, that when the fiery darts come his way, Lord, they will just bounce off. We pray for a special anointing, oh Lord. Please encourage him. May he be a blessing to this community. May he be an instrument of revival in this community. Because, Lord, we have had enough. We have had enough of this nonsense. Oh, may your people once again arise, oh Lord. And may this place, Martintop, Father, be the spark of the Holy Spirit. Takes over and moves and brings people to Christ. Lord, the church, oh Lord, thy house is full of church people, but very few in the body of Christ. Lord, we pray that those on the peripherals will come in and they will experience salvation. They will experience the joy of the Lord. Encourage our Lord. Encourage this fellowship. May they leap in bounds for you, O Lord. May Martintop not stop here. O Lord, be heard all over the world. And Lord, we ask this in the name of your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. For such a time as this, we need men and women that will stand up for Christ and that will declare Jesus to this nation. Rise up, O men, O women of God. No longer sitting on the fence. Those days are over. Rise up. Now we're going to sing our next hymn. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. Please rise.
Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion City. Broken.
going to read from Acts chapter 2, verses 36 to 47. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. On that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them, and continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had needed. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Amen.
At this point, I'd like to invite Alex Passmore forward, if you would come up here. There are very few giants, shall I say, left, who are trying to preach the gospel. And Alex is well known, and we're glad to have him at the Ribble Valley Bible Week. He'll be one of our main speakers. We are blessed to have him, because his generation are dying off. They've been transported to glory. To glory. To glory. And we think of the likes of Lance Lambert and the others who've just gone home. And Alex, I would say, is amongst those giants. So we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
And I'll just pray with you, Alex, and then I'll have it. Oh, Father, we thank you for Alex. We thank you for his faithfulness. Years of service. Oh, the many that have come to Christ through him. For his love for your word. Oh, Father, we long for Pentecost one more time. For such a time as this. And Lord, we pray that you would use Alan as your instrument. Oh, Father, give him a special anointing tonight. Oh, Lord, may your Holy Spirit come and convict of sin. Yeah. Another revival, oh Lord, yeah. We ask. Bless him. Encourage him in his spirit. Holy Spirit, again, take over. This is your time and your opportunity. It's all yours, Holy Spirit. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.